Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind.
Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
I'm not going to be too long, but one of the subscribers asked about, said, what's going on with Neptune? All right, and I linking into the astral realm. And it's like, well, Neptune is not the only planet. But here's the deal. Neptune is in retrograde right now. And when you talk about retrograde, it's like the planet begins to spin the opposite direction of its original spin. All right, that's retrograde. And the retrograde of Neptune is going to be from June the 28th until December 3rd. All right. So let's get into this right here. We're going to get into this here about Neptune. All right. And so you guys can understand. I had to do some searching. I did a little searching so that I could give you guys this information. Because, I mean, I know about the planetary convergence that's going on at this present moment from July 4th to December the 4th, which is a six-month period. But I didn't know that Neptune was going to be in retrograde. I mean, it's so much going on in the cosmos. It's crazy. But Neptune's retrograde is in direct alignment with the planetary convergence. All right? We're officially entering the thick of this year's retrograde season, and yet another planet has entered the field on June 28th. Numinous planet Neptune kicked off its annual retrograde period, launching us into 5 months of unconscious work, spiritual tests, and realignment of our intuition. From now until December 3rd, Neptune's backspin will have us removing our rose-colored glasses and getting real about our lives. While the effects of this faraway planet transit tends to be more subtle, it's helpful to know how Neptune's retrograde 2022 will affect your zodiac sign. Neptune is one of the transpersonal outer planets, a grouping that is also innovative. Uranus and power-hungry, there's also includes innovative Uranus and power-hungry Pluto. Pluto's not power-hungry. Pluto's just judgment. And its cosmic rule of dreams, illusions, fantasy, symbolisms, and mystical experiences. Neptune is a spiritual force of otherworldliness with the power to sprinkle a haze of dreamy magic over everything it touches. However, on a bad day, Neptune's elusive influence can also manifest as delusion, confusion, or desire for escapism. Since 2012, Neptune has been transiting through its home sign of Pisces. And it will continue to do through 2025. This water replacement amplifies the planet's ethereal and transcendent vibe, and is taking all zodiac signs on a deep journey to the heart of our consciousness over the past years. This Neptune retrograde is one of the many that helps us to integrate these soul-level lessons. While retrogrades have a reputation for being chaotic or annoying, you see chaotic or annoying, and what's going on now? Chaos, right? Neptune shouldn't be too dramatic but that doesn't mean it won't impact both the collective unconscious and our personal experiences. Neptune retrograde serves as a gentle reality check, encouraging us to strengthen our intuitive senses and face the truth behind the fantasies we build up for ourselves. When Neptune is direct, it immerses us in the magic of mysticism and the allure of escapism. But when this planet backstands for 5 months each year, it's time to put our faith to the test. When you wake yourself up from your current daydream, what do you see? Dive into the depths of your unconscious and read on for your Neptune retrograde. Okay, a horoscope. All right, so I don't get into horoscopes. All right, so those are for the tarot readers. The tarot readers are your horoscope guys. I don't get into horoscopes. They're wonderful to know, but I just don't get into them. I'm more of a cosmic being. I'm more of a cosmic deity, if you want to say. When you talk about zodiac signs, you're actually into the microverse versus the macroverse, and I'm more into the macroverse and not the microverse. All right, so for those tarot readers who are watching and you have YouTube channels, and you're going to be talking about this Neptune retrograde, for you tarot readers, just post your information on this channel here so everyone can get into the information of their zodiac signs, and that's for the tarot readers. Like I said, I'm dealing with the macroverse, not the microverse. The tarot readers be a microverse. Okay, now, here's the thing, my guys, brothers and sisters, and those who are also interested. Neptune is not the only planet that retrograde. Neptune is a watery planet. Water represents cleansing, purification, washing. Water represents knowledge, intelligence. Water also represents the heart and the soul. When you're talking about a soul cleansing, cleansing of the heart, a washing away of the past, and the flowing in of new life, all right, is what you deal with your water. So Neptune is not the only planet that's in retrograde, all right? We have other planets within our galaxy that are also in retrograde, and these are watery planets, okay? You have planet Poseidon. Planet Poseidon is a watery planet. Planet Oceanus, watery planet. You have planet Triton. You have planet Amphitrite. Planet Thetis. Planet Nereus. Planet Theseus. You have planet Glacus. Planet Neptune, planet Proteus, planets Arcalius. All right, so you got all these other watery planets that are within our galaxy, all right, that are also in retrograde. Neptune does not do this alone. All the watery planets are all in retrograde, all right, backspin. What else you got? You have planet Forces. P-H-O-R-C-Y-S, Forces. You have planet Ceto, C-E-T-O, planet Potamoi, P-O-T-A-M-O-I, planet Potamoi. All right. You have planet Inky. Inky is a watery planet. Yes, everybody be talking about Inky, but they didn't know that Inky is a planet. All right. Inky is a watery planet. You have planet Thanamos, planet Reason, R-Y-U-J-I-N. All right? Because then you have Planet Sobek, Planet Doris, Planet Cymopolia, C-Y-M-O-P-O-L-E-I-A. All right? All right, then you have Planet Watatsumi, W-A-T-A-T-S-U-M-I. All right, Planet Watatsumi. Then you have Planet Oshun. Oshun is a planet as well. You have Planet Aegir, A-E-G-I-R. And then you have Planet Asopos, A-S-O-P-O-S. You can pull up gods of water. When you talk about gods, these gods are also planets. These planets are deities. Just like you have Planet Zeus, you have Planet Hermes, you have Planet Aphrodite, you have Planet Hercules. Those are planets as well, okay? These ascended masters became planets. All right, that's why they ascended masters. They're still alive. They became planets. That's why brother and sister says, "Well, you know, I'm this, I'm that." I'm like, "No, you're not. You're not. You're not this person here because this person is now a planet. These ascended masters: Planet Zeus, Planet Aphrodite, Planet Hercules, Planet Hermes." What else you got? I mean, we can go on and on and on. Planet Oshun, Planet Ogun, Planet Sango. These are, when you look up in the sky, all those stars, look at the night sky, all those stars with the white man is called those stars, those are planets. And those planets are ascended masters. They have mastered such to such an energy that they have become planetary bodies. All right? Those are ascended masters. Those are the ascended masters, okay? I told you we was going to go deeper into the ascended masters. So all these are water deities or watery planets, all right? And they are also in retrograde, so Neptune doesn't only play that role, also plays the role of all the other watery planets as well. You cannot put everything on one planet. Just like, you know, talking about Pluto, which is a planet, you got Uranus, which is a planet, you know, you got fiery planets, you know, you have watery planets, you have planets that are nothing but trees everywhere. Our planet is a mixture of everything. And that's one good thing about our planet. Our planet is a mixture of all the different planets. You have a plasma-based planet. You have a photon-based planet. You have a water-based planet. You have a planet that's based on a, you have a crystal-based planet. You have ether-based planet. Yeah, I mean, you have all these different planets out here, and our planet. What's so special about it is our planet is a mixture of all the planets. That's the thing about it. That's what makes us as original beings of this world so special, is we are made up of all of the planetary bodies. That's why our organs, the so-called white man, these Saxons, they literally go after our organs because they know our organs. Each organ is a different planetary body, and this is why we're so powerful. That's why it's important for us to tune into self, tune into energy. There is no planet Jesus. There's no planet Yahuwah. There's no planet Yahweh Shai or whatever. There's no planet Jehovah. There's no planet Allah. They don't exist. They're only made up things. Actually, they're the names of reptilian kings is what they are.
Thank you. start, guys.
So within our galaxy, we have multiple planets, and like we say, our planet Pi is a mixture of all of the planets. Mars. You know, all these planets out there. So you look up in the night sky, and you see all these different stars. These different stars are nothing but planets. We talked about the Big Dipper. We talked about the Little Dipper and the planets that are in the Big Dipper. Like for instance, I'll say Big Dipper planets. Yeah, the Big Dipper planets. You just pull up the Big Dipper planets. All right? And you'll get the planets you get the planets for the Big Dipper. I had it one time. I posted the name of the planets. Okay, maybe I stated it the wrong way. Because I posted that once before, the different planets that's in the Big Dipper, the planets that's in the Little Dipper, and maybe they caught on to it. Thanks, Google, because you know they watch this stuff here. They don't want people to know what's going on. Okay. They say the eight stars are the Big Dipper, which the eight stars are actually planets. All right, just remember that. You got planets, Alkaid, A-L-K-A-I-D. Don't that sound like alkaline? You got planet Mizar, M-I-Z-A-R, hyphen A-L-C-O-R, Mizar Alcor. That's planet Olias, A-L-O-I-T-H. Planet Megrez, planet Fecda, P-H-E-C-D-A, planet Merak, and planet Dubhe, D-U-B-H-E. So the stars, they say, well, what are the eight stars of the Big Dipper? Those are planets. So the Big Dipper itself is a star system. The Big Dipper is a star system itself. And you got to remember, star system is condensed energy that whole planetary bodies together. So the Big Dipper is a star system, and you have eight planets in this star system. And there's life on those planets. There's somebody that lives up there, all right? If they don't live on the planet, they live in the planet, all right? But I mean, like I said, I deal with the macroverse. You brothers and sisters who are the tarot readers, you deal with the microverse. You deal with the zodiacs and other things who you deal with when you come with the tarot reading. All right, so it's as you understand the retrograde that is going on right now, this present moment, and that you have 20 planets. You have 20 planets within our galaxy that are in retrograde. Neptune is not the only one. All those planets are laying out, planet Triton, planet Poseidon, planet Osun, right? all these planets are watery planets that are in retrograde. All right, and they are making a big change. And then you have this planetary convergence that's going on right now, which I was like, wow, I am really in tune. I mean, I don't brag on myself, but I was like, I am really in tune because I got the information on the planetary convergence. I know about the retrograde that was going on. I didn't know about the retrograde. So you have the planetary retrograde that's going on. All the watery planets are in retrograde. All of the watery planets are in retrograde. And then you have you have the planetary convergence going on. So all the planets that are in retrograde are spinning the opposite direction. It's like they're backspinning. So instead of spinning away, they're spinning this way, which means that they were spinning this way, and they slowed down just a bit and began spinning that way. So that retrograde is going to be gone from June 28th, June, July, August, September, October, November. They say 5 months, but I always count the initial month. All right, I don't know how they come and say June, July, August, September, October, November. No, you count the first month. We've been taught to count wrong. You count the first month, June, July, August, September, October, November. That's 6 months. All right, which means that's from June 28th to November 28th is 180 days. All right, and then you have the 29th, the 30th, the first, second, and third. So that's a total of 185 days of this energy. So we want one to go 185. 8 plus 5 is 13 plus 1 is 14. You got number 14, which is that 14th dimensional energy. 1 plus 4 is 5. 5 is the symbol of balance. Okay? 5 is the symbol of balance, which means that you have these planets are bringing balance. You're talking about, you get into numerology, you get into gematria. Let's go into gematria real quick. Like I said, I deal with the macroverse. Geomatrix. Go to geomatrix.com. MATRIX.com. I think it's geomatrix.com or geomatrix.org. I'm not sure which one it is. Okay, so we're going to geomatrix.org. Geomatrix.org is where we're going. This is calendar. This is not the site. You want to go here, geomatria.org. Okay, geomatria.org. Okay. Gematria.org. Okay, I was wrong. Gematria.org. It's taking so long for this thing to load up. Oh, that's not it. What the hell is this right here? Okay. Hold on, give me a second here. Okay, I'm back. I found another search engine. Okay, so we're gonna go we're gonna go Neptune. All right, and let's see what we get to the this is Gematronator, and we'll see what we get when we put in Neptune. This thing is really moving really slow, and I think they're watching this video, because I'm not live, but it's kind of crazy that nothing is coming through. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. Wow. I'm not getting anything when I put in Neptune. All right. So basically, I'm not even going through this with this sister here. This artificial intelligence is watching everything we're doing, and you know, don't want us to know certain information because it's powerful information. Let me try one time. Hold on. All right. So I got the calculator on here. So what I did was I looked up Poseidon. Okay. And Poseidon, and the English gematria god, god deck dragon, death wish, Ray Archer, fire dragon, exact info, you got flawless, crypto, Anthony, but under the English, it's going to be 582. That's the number 582 under English. 5 plus 8 is 13. 5 plus 8 is 13, and 13 plus 2 is 15. 1 plus 5 is 6. 6 represents high angelic energy, or high energy. Actually, 6 represents high energy. All right? It's going to be 582, which is a number for Poseidon. Now we're going to go to Neptune. I'm using the English, okay? I'm going to do Neptune, all right, under the gematria of Neptune. And we're going up to the English. Neptune is going to be 570. That's what Neptune is. 5 plus 7 is 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. 3 represents Trinity, all right, which is body, spirit, and soul, all right, represents Trinity. So you're looking at some powerful information, day 7, 12-7, Ethereum. Neptune represents Ethereum under, this is gematria, Tuesday 12-7-76. I got to look up that and see what happened on that day. Jail radio, God math code, American cast, Scorpio, I am that I am, is time, Kundalini, Sirius, day of Ray, Omicron, God is good, Tuesday, which is the God of war, Son of God, Halloween, Deep State, I know I am, okay, day 7, pineal gland, deep freeze, this is under the English gematria, with the Neptune. So if you understand what's going on, we have some powerful energies that's coming in that's beyond just what we read about Neptune. And like we say, that there is a total of 20 planets within our galaxy that are also in retrograde. Neptune is not the only one. So there's a retrograde, there's a watery retrograde that's going on at this present moment. And this is a cleansing, this is an enlightening, and also water represents destruction. Water represents a new life. Water also represents destruction, all right? Water destroys, but then when a woman is carrying a baby in her womb, what is there? Water. So that water is bringing forth new life. Water is energy. Water is plasma. Water is possesses a little bit of everything. So just want to pass that on to you guys. There is a watery retrograde that is happening at this present moment all the way until December 3rd. The planetary convergence ends on December 4th. There is like no doubt, and I don't get on myself, there is no doubt that I am not in tune. All right? So I didn't even know that there was the retrograde was going on. But the only thing I knew is there was a planetary convergence that was happening from July the 4th until December the 4th. So the watery retrograde is in alignment with the planetary convergence, and I believe that the watery retrograde is bringing the planetary retrograde, which is a cleansing of all the planets within our galaxy. Okay, guys, so I'll catch you guys later. And remember, these planets are not small planets. It's planet Poseidon, planet Neptune, planet, what was that, planets Ogon, planets, all these different planets, planet Triton. These are huge planets. These are gigantic planets, and these inorganic beings know about this shit because they have studied our space. They've studied our galaxy, all right? And those are watery planets that are bringing a cleansing within our galaxy, okay? I'll catch you guys later. You know the deal. All power to the multi-chakra celestial and jelly beans. My chaos reigns forever and ever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change. Chaos brings change, not peace. Chaos brings change. Much power to you all.
Brothers and sisters of special energy from the wisdom. Okay, yesterday we had a huge solar storm. If any of you guys keep up with Waze's World, you would have saw how Waze's World, all of the channels that deal with the science of the sun, because right now, it's like all of them are watching our galactic sun. Any of you who watch the science of the sun and these different channels, you will see that these inorganic beings are extremely, extremely, extremely concerned as well as scared of the energy that's coming from our sun. And remember, you have to remember the whole symmetry of the of this here. Our sun just doesn't send energy alone. Our planet requests that energy as well. It's like, you put in a request, it's like you call such and such place. Let's say you call Domino's. I want a pizza. Domino's has a pizza ready for you. I want it delivered, and Domino's deliver the pizza. Our planet sends our request. Remember, we call my entropy. The entropy frequency to be sent out. All right? So our planet is communicating with the sun. Say, hey, I got a virus. I got a virus that I need to get rid of. And I need you to help me get rid of this virus. Okay? I need you to help me get rid of this virus. So what is our sun doing? Our sun doing, okay. Cool. And our planet is sending out more frequency. Yeah, you killed some, but you ain't killed enough. You still got a whole lot more virus cells. You need to get rid of them. And that's what's happening. Entropy. Look at science, brother. Science. Science is the truest way to looking into all supreme power, to all supreme energy, is science. And we're watching science happen right before. Yesterday was a huge solar storm that came in. Because I was driving. I was at Lowe's. When I went to Lowe's, it was like 89, 90. So around there. Then by the time I parked in the parking lot, it was like it jumped from 90 up to 92, 93. I saw this inorganic being this white man, this Saxon come in. And he was like, from that point, I walked to the parking lot, from the parking lot to in the store. He said, felt like my spirit was going to leave my body. This is what he said. He says, oh my goodness. He says, like the energy and the heat just went whoosh. What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? At first I was going to say it was a solar storm, but then I actually, like, I'm not going to say nothing at all. So, by the time I left Lowe's, the temperature, because I was at Lowe's in Southfield, over on Telegraph and, 12 Mile. it cooled it off. I was enjoying the heat. I mean, so many brothers and sisters were enjoying the heat. Oh my goodness, it felt so good. I was like, oh my goodness, it's 100 degrees and this shit felt good. I had my windows down, enjoying myself. And next thing you know, it's raining. So I'm like, okay, these motherfuckers are fighting real hard. Here's the problem, brothers and sisters. We don't have the trees that we have. Here on our planet, yeah, we had cities that we had built. All right, but our cities, these cities were designed to hold the energy from the sun. When we went inside those buildings, it wasn't hot because our planet is a hot planet. Our planet is the third planet, you know, third major planet from the sun. Okay? So, this is a hot planet. It's supposed to be hot. There's not supposed to be no part of the planet that was cold. All right, literally. This planet is supposed to be hot. All right? I hope I'm not bamboozling y'all like Cooper said. So what's happening is they're trying to find a system, or they're trying to improve their system to stop the energy from coming from our sun. All right? And it's literally imperative, brothers and sisters, that we continue moving forward. Just because we had awakened, you know, I was talking to another brother, and I said, you know, our awakening triggered everything. And the brother was like, yeah, you're right. I said, yeah, because before this mass awakening, these things weren't going on. You can think back. And that wasn't, this energy that's coming wasn't happening. And when we woke up and we saw that we weren't asleep and we saw that things were happening the way that it wasn't supposed to happen, that's when things begin to change. That's when things begin to open up all over the cosmos, the awakening point. And I still go back to that time when we first did that first mass meditation, all right? When I first organized that very first mass meditation, and brother, and it was through Facebook, and that was like that one moment, because so many of us had not been in that state of mind. So we're looking at some powerful energy that's coming in on the planet. All right? We got more solar flares to come. We got more solar storms to come. This is not all, brothers and sisters. We got a massive amount that's getting ready to land here on our planet. All right? And like Wages World was saying, he was like, this is coming, the sun has got this directly coming, it's a streamline of plasma energy coming directly for the planet, nothing but our planet. And you got to understand, our sun, like I said, our sun and our planet communicate. Our planet is tired of these things. I'm tired of what they're doing. I'm tired of them killing our people. I just watched this one thing on IVMeter, and it was about this white Italian guy in Italy. He beat a Nigerian brother to death. He said because the Nigerian brother complimented his girlfriend. And it was days before the Italian government finally did something about it. But see, what we're seeing here is how these energetic beings have got to go. Literally. And the sister doing the video on Ivy Anita says that nobody was helping the brother out. Said the brother was on crutches and said this white guy just beat him and said that people had their cameras out videotaping this. Like it was a show, like it was sports, like it was something that, I mean, it's like, wow, you're beating the hell out of this man until he was dead. And then the white guy gets up and walks away. And this is what we're dealing with. But we're also dealing with our people going against our own people, killing our own people because of the system that was created. And nature says, I am tired of this. I am tired of my people dying at the hands of my own. I am tired of this frequency, these vibrations that's being sent through the system. This is what nature is saying. I was watching a commercial, and you know, we had BCE Energy, Detroit, and we have BCE Edison, Detroit Edison, and on the commercial, they said, yeah, we're trimming down trees and we're saving the grid. So it's like, they let you know on their commercials, this is what we're doing. Like, so many brothers, you have brothers who's coming in all time and it's like, why are you letting them know what you're doing? It's like, because they're letting us know what they're doing. So we got to let them know what we're doing as well. Build, create. We're opening the gateways on the planet so that nothing but superior energy can come in here on our planet. So that we can be at the state of superiority. We're not calling this black superiority. We're literally calling this extremely high energy, extremely high power. This is what we're calling this. So we have to understand, brothers and sisters, that we have a battle that is against us. And we've got to face this battle accordingly. And accordingly that we have to do things in order and balance in order to bring down the system that's currently in action, which means that we have to bring it down. How we bring it down? Raising our consciousness, building, creating. Our awakening is their demise. We need more brothers and sisters to awaken. All right? This is the whole key point here. We stand putting ourselves in a higher level of energy, a higher level of intelligence. All right? Sometimes we have to search for things, sometimes we don't. But yet still, our searching, our looking, our reading, our gathering information is necessary for this awakening so that we can come into that state of rapture, that rapture state. Rapture means a spiritually enhanced mindset. All right, that's what rapture means, a spiritually enhanced mindset. I didn't get that from the dictionary. I got that from the encyclopedia. A spiritually enhanced mindset is what rapture means. So basically, when our minds have enhanced spiritually, this is a part of the rapture. This is a part of the we being caught up in that energy. All right? And as we're being caught up in that energy, the energy that we are looking into is energy that's coming to us, this energy that we need. Our ancestors gathered this energy all together, but our enemies, they fight against this energy because their bodies are not designed for this. All right? Their bodies are not designed for this. Brothers and sisters, we're in the midst of a war. It's a war against nature, and the war against nature is a war against us. Get y'all stuff together, all right? Understand what's happening with us, all right? It's raining right now. It's 85 degrees. All right? It's supposed to be 90-something according to their forecasting. They're trying to create, they're creating a forecast to tell us this is what we're going to do to make this weather. We have to create a forecast to say, I'm going to build this on this day, I'm going to build this on this day, I'm going to put this over here, I'm going to put this over here, I'm going to strategically put this over here, I'm going to put this over here. We're supposed to be building constantly. I was already building today. I was doing some things today. Tomorrow, I don't know, I got to see how things go, but I'm more than likely I'm going to get up and start putting some more things together. By Sunday, I should have everything together for that first gateway. And by the end of the week, I should have things together for the second part of that gateway. I got another pyramid that I got to put up. Yeah, I got another pyramid I got to build. I got to build another gateway. This is what we're supposed to be doing. Constantly. Building and creating. All right, guys? All right. Passes on to you guys. I hope you understand, overstand everything that's happening. Our awakening is what's happening. The solar storms are happening. And their system is about to be done away with. You got to keep moving forward. You got to keep growing. You got to keep literally moving into the higher realms, okay? Much power to you all. All power to the Muslim chakra. Celestial angelic beings, may chaos reign with you forever and ever. Remember, chaos brings change, not peace. All right? Power to you all. Catch you guys later.
brother, sister, the celestial energies, brother, what's going on, guys? You know, we have been telling you all about the planet spinning faster. We said our planet is spinning faster. And we talked about entropy. The video earlier, we talked about how our planet is spinning faster and it's sending frequencies out to the sun, is communicating with our sun, communicating with the moon, communicating with other planets. Even though our moon doesn't spin, our moon still communicates with our planet. There's still frequencies that are coming from the moon, extremely high frequencies, okay? I haven't known any moons to spin. In, you know, dealing with the cosmos, I haven't known any moon to have a spin like a sun, like the sun spins, planet spins, but I have never known any moon to spin. So I put up this article, and it says, you know, the scientists are saying that the planet is spinning, and I said this planet is spinning. According to their calculations, it said that the planet is spinning faster. Everything I said was June. They said the month of June, that was a short day where the planet had literally spinned faster than the calculated 24 hours. Now, one thing you have to understand is that they always tell the half-truth, right? That's number one. They always tell the half-truth. They never tell the whole truth. I didn't give you something to say there. They never tell the whole truth, all right? Because it's not in their nature to actually be honest. We're talking about beings who are not organic to this planet, beings who are, whose programs are designed to deceive and to miseducate and to be cunning and lying species, literally. So they're not going to tell you the whole truth. So what they said in the article was that the planet was spinning faster by a few milliseconds. All right. Now here's the thing. If the planet is spinning faster, and that was a short day, they said one day in June it was a short day, then how could the planet be spinning by a few milliseconds if you had a short day? That means the planet is spinning faster altogether. And those of you who are in tune to nature, especially the empaths out there, I know the empaths, I know you guys are feeling it. I know the empaths are feeling it. I was in meditation the other day, and I was looking into some of the energies, and I'm like, the empaths are feeling this. And I'm like, they can feel some, all you empaths out there, you guys feel some, you know, be feeling this heavy energy. So what we're looking at is the increased spin of our planet, all right? And this increased spin is taking us into a new area within the cosmos, and there are gateways that are opening up everywhere, all over the planet. So that's why we always say it's important that we understand science. All right? I always go back to how our ancestors were deep into astronomy and astrology. All right? We were deep into space travel. You know, sometimes I look at videos with, you know, they call it the fleets that are flying across the night sky,
And every now and then I have a flashback of past life. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I just miss flying wide open space. It's like I remember it just like as yesterday. Just like the first time I started flying again. And, you know, getting on a plane and it's like, it was normal for me because I was saying within myself, I said, it's been a long time since I've flown. And I remember in my past life that I had flown pilot fighter jets.
Telescope, view the moon. There
there's a certain algorithm that I use. And I know where the moon is going to be in my telescope view. And a few nights ago, that wasn't so. And I was like, oh my goodness, everything's moving faster. That's the first thing I say, is everything moving faster. So I didn't recalculate, but I'm going to recalculate a little later. But the algorithm of the speed of the moon that I used to calculate is much faster now than what it used to be. Our sun moves across the sky much faster than it used to. Alright? Some of us can tell the difference, some of us can't. But that's why it's important for us to be attentive and intuitive to what is going on in this present moment. This increased spin is increasing the energy. Nature's tired of these energetic things. Nature's tired of them creating wintertime, creating fall, creating all this stuff of wet. Nature's tired of them. They just say, I'm going to burn the motherfuckers out. Alright, I'm going to burn them out. And I'm going to literally destroy their system. That's why nature has been pushing us to build and create. Because, you know, like we said, when we build and we create, we strengthen nature. It's got something to work with now. No matter how big, no matter how small. Put it out there in nature. Don't put it somewhere where somebody can mess with it, like something small or whatever. You know, I go big. I go really big. I got this huge gateway that I'm getting ready to put up in the next few days. You guys are going to see it. This thing is going to be big. So, you know, it's all a part of us understanding, understanding, overstanding that everything is moving faster. And not only our planet is moving faster, all of the planets are moving faster. You got to remember, we talked about entropy. We talked about the frequencies rising. We talked about entropy dealing with our universe. Our universe increased the spin. But then it was our galaxy increased the spin. And then because our universe and galaxy increased the spin, what happened? Our planets increased the spin. So the planets just don't increase the spin on their own, just like we said. It's because our universe and our galaxy has increased their spin. And this is what's scaring, you know, the scientists, because things are not normal according to them. See, when they say normal, they're talking about everything that has gone on in the last 400 odd years was there. Forefathers and predecessors have been measuring certain levels of time and energy, and you know this is the normal. This is how it normally is supposed to be. But just like we said, you know, our planet, our universe, our galaxy, star systems, everything. These are celestial bodies. You know, these are beings that are literally alive. So they're going to awaken, and they're going to be in a heightened awakened state, and they're not going to remain in the same state as these beings want them to remain. You know, they're not going to just say, oh, you know, I'm going to just sit here and just they don't want me to spin faster. I'm just going to sit right here and, you know, just keep this slow little spin going on, and you know, I'm not going to worry about it. You know, everything's going to be all right. Just move on, you know, and no. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that at all. So what's happening right now, like we said, because our planet, because our universe, our galaxies, star systems are spinning faster, our planet is spinning faster, and they're calculating this, and I'm being redundant, they're calculating this, and they're scared,
And the reason why they're scared is they're scared of change. Because, like we said before, their bodies are not designed to evolve. They're not designed to be a part of that evolutionary stage where they're, or like, our bodies can go from one stage to the next stage to the next stage, you know. Just like we talked about, I was watching a brother on TikTok, and he was talking about, oh, this is the color we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be blue and green or whatever. And, you know, I didn't say anything on the TikTok video because it was like so many people had chimed in. It was like over 1,000 people that chimed in on it. But what we must understand is science. Yes, we were once blue, we were once green, but now we're golden. And golden is like the highest stage. Golden is the highest stage. And if you look at the frequencies of the different colors, gold is the frequency of gold is like way up there. We are like at the highest stage, at the golden, you know, the ancient golden warriors. That's who we are. So from golden, we go, what, light beams, you know, plasma beams. We ascend even higher into different, and we are designed to evolve. We have all of the radioactive elements within our bodies. Our skin literally absorbs a solar and lunar energy. We have, and they have lunar and solar and lunar receptors in our skin. Our bodies literally produce extremely high levels of gamma radiation. I mean, it's the science of us, so we can evolve. We are the ones who can evolve. These inorganic beings cannot evolve, and this is why they're scared. Just like we talked about on the other side of the world. You know, the brother said it was over 100,000 of them. What did we say? That ether came up. Ether wanted to share that energy, but their bodies are not designed for that type of energy. So what happens? Ether was leaving. Ether picked the energy because they don't have the radioactive elemental organs or the body to share that or to pass that energy on. And this is the science of it all. Science of it all. So, you know, we're talking science. So yes, our planet is increasing spin, and these beings are scared, like we said, because they cannot evolve, and their system cannot evolve. The money, the businesses, the cars, the clothes, the fame and fortune, and all this other stuff. None of the stuff that they have created cannot evolve. But the things that we created in the days of old were able to evolve as our planet evolved. And what we, you know, literally, this is, I mean, we had, just like they said, we had seen things made of marble. And the evolution, a part of that is the energy within what we built. The energy increased. And it was designed to work with nature. The system is not designed to work with nature. The system is not designed to be a part of nature. It's designed to be a part of, oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't turn this thing down. I'm getting all these notifications here. And it's not designed to be a part of the natural order. It's designed for profit. It's designed to work against nature. So understand, overstand. This increased spin is causing them to have a great fear because they know that they cannot evolve and their system cannot evolve. And we're literally looking at something that is about to take place here on the planet. We're looking at something really big that's going to take place on the planet. So, brothers and sisters, all I can do is tell you to prepare yourselves for the inevitable evolution. You know, just like we talked about the rapture. You know, the rapture is an elevated spiritual mindset, a heightened spiritual mindset. That's what rapture is. It's got nothing to do with somebody coming down and snatching somebody up. Like I said, I got it out of the encyclopedia. An elevated spiritual mindset is what the rapture is. So you're elevated here. You're caught up here.
and these energetic beings are not designed to do that. So therefore, they fear. And what do? In return, what they normally do, spray the sky, make it rain, spray the sky, make it snow, do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, trying to find some level of protection, and that's no protection whatsoever. All right? So yes, our planet has increased her spin. Yes. All the planets have increased their spin. And it's not by milliseconds. Like I said, it's not by milliseconds. They lie. They lie all the time. They lie all the time. It's not by milliseconds. It's more so by hours. Yeah. Because 24 hours, according to their calculations, our planet had already increased the full rotation before 24 hours had passed. All right, somebody, there was another article, his brother at work showed me another article, and it was completely different, but he said 24 hours had been, the rotation of the planet had completed before 24 hours were up. Means our planet has increased its spin. All right? Do your searches, guys. Search, seek, seek, search, seek, search. I gave you a lot of information. You go look this shit up. Okay? That's about all I got for right now. But I hope you enjoyed that last message. You know, the power of our sun. Yeah. The power of our sun is extremely powerful. Alright, hope you enjoyed the last message. Alright guys, catch you later. You know the deal. All power to the multi-circle celestial angelic beings. May cast rain forever and ever and ever. Remember, chaos brings change. Now peace. Peace is never going to change. Chaos always brings change. Alright, chaos is a part of evolution. And that's what we need to evolve. All of us. Alright, much power to you all.
brother, sister, celestial angels, brother wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on, we're going to start on the, we're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the, we're going to start on the sulfo salts, and then from the sulfo salts, we're going to move to the nitrates and, let's see, the nitrates and the phosphates. Oh no, I'll deal with the night with the next the video, but the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the sulfo salts, and that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the sulfo salts with minerals, you will begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right? You know, it's the cause and effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay? This is the basic laws of karma, and we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. Alright? Karma has no time. Alright, there's no time on karma. How this is gonna happen, Karma happens when someone awakens. Alright? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time. You know, look at these orc beings. Look at all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people, killing and beating in our people, and you know, displacing our people, doing all these things to our people, you know, and they actually think that karma's not going to hit them, you know. Look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch, fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. All right, look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids. They call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroids, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here. You know, look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. Their people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing our people and taking our body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dry beans and rice and all kind of other food. You know, because karma's getting ready to take place. Karma is getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail. You know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum. And these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison wanting to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. You know, or sterilize them. Not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize, you know. Look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people, how they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport. Huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees and they dig up the land and take land away from look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians. Some goddamn Siberian humans. Gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names. And these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we're the native and we're the original people on the land. Alright? This is what they did, my people. How they dig up the ground and constantly taking the oil. And they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet have veins. This oil belongs to the planet. It's part of the balance and how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings there are there, that's barren land because all the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and the valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete and buildings and buildings and buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they're stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spray in the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other when we were once in sync and in tune with each other. Now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other, so that you have one person in the grave and they taking the organs from that one person. You got another person of our people in the jail cell. You make and you making, they making their monies through the stock market on us, whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming, and it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. We told you guys 2020 will be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma. Karma. Karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken. So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature, and this human creature on our planet, all right, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. all of them. We've already established. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. Their forefathers set the precedent, and they carried the blood of their forefathers. I don't care how much they say, oh, we have, you know, I love your black people, and I'm married to one, and I'm dating, I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that's just gonna pass away and disappear. No. It's attacking every bloodline. Every bloodline. And it ain't finished. There are three more even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They said, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? He still carried that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. Because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us, it's three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land. All of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land. Because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Just looking at, just thinking about it. The water. Look at all the fish that they have pulled out the water for profit. Look at all the animals that they have killed and slaughtered for profit. Got their bodies in grocery stores and freezers. Look at what they've done to the planet, to the people, to the animals, to the land, to the sky, to the seas. Look at what they've done. Karma is going to take place. And it's beginning now. 2021, we see no businesses. Karma is taking place now. This is just the beginning. We ain't even got part of the way through this wonderful, beautiful. Massacre of a year. Karma must take place, my people. Because they've done too much dirt. And there's nothing where for them to go. There's nothing that they can do. There's nothing, there, nowhere they can hide. Because karma's going to take place. And they will all pay. They will all pay. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angel beings. Peace to you all. Brothers and sisters of celestial energy, this is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant. But because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know. You know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know. They did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But, you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy. Three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all. So four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with Bebe Kids, it was showing us that you had this Robin Harris girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says, oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this, you know, if they take you to court, you got to do this, you got to pay this, this is what they were. Bebe Kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He's like, you know, you gonna do such, you gonna do this or do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded, you know? How many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know that you can count on your hand, but it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So, in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route, okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. Our people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful, is because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. So I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, They were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we are letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, the two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters, because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war, so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. And all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we got to be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burnt the shit. He burnt it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. It's not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin, whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you organ beings could possibly give to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution or some seed holding place. Well, they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas. And one of them got, one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left. Well, they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these orc beings put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it, we can do it. No, we got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have that time, oh, you can vote for Trump, you can vote for Biden, you can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen, all of them, they're all pedophiles. So the thing about it is, we have an enemy among us, and we have to be the baby kids, and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also, because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did, and their forefathers did a great disservice to us, a great, great disservice, and we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership, because we're going to have to become the baby kids.
and we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that, you hold your hands up, you say, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah. We got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation. Because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orb beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high. Because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations. No mercy. No nothing. And we're going in. And we're going in here first. And like one, the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? You start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head. Because now he's weak. Because he don't have anyone to fight for them. The tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to them and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. You got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you all.
There is better land watered with my soul. The fruit it bears leaves me so cold. This bitter land does nothing for love. This bitter land brings pain.
Yeah.
Above.
Yeah. Above. Running on the concrete, cross the train tracks. The devil is behind me, and the ghetto's where you find me. It's where I stays at. Cop shot us up. He get a medal, then retire. but it never will define me. Write a letter to the president, whoever in control of the society. Tell him stop riding me, stop driving us into a suicidal ideology. Trying to feed my seeds, getting high in weed, study my degrees. Stay fly, getting paper, with some dead white people faces in a circle of spaces around a green. I'm a lean, taking perks, it's a bit of earth. It's a nigga cursed in my bless, see what I mean? It's a test, life is a test. Life is like a hood, hard, trying not to fall between the cracks. And the cracks are so dark, and the dark seems more appealing than the light in the land where you gotta fight, catch a body in the night. We need a plan to survive the land, survive the storm when it comes through. Either you're busy living or busy dying, look what it's come to. Look what it's come to. So what you gonna do?